Ohio State seems a little bit different. There seems to be more of a collaborative arrangement. You know, the great white father in Columbus isn't just reaching out and snapping up all of these. Now, you tell me if I'm even close to accurate from your perspective on that.
I think you're 100% accurate on that. You know, we set out from a strategic standpoint to our primary objective to not be acquiring hospitals. And as a state entity ourselves, and we're a land-grant university here, and we feel it's our mission to support these smaller community hospitals the best that we can. So pushing resources to them and partnering with them so that they remain in their communities as a strong partner in that area to the people who live there is what we feel is the best way to do it. So does that mean we provide some of our specialists to go there and provide care on a sporadic basis? Absolutely. Does it mean we have surgeons that go there and maybe some of the specialty surgeries that are performed, you know, I'll give you an example, like spine surgery or hand surgery or things like that, which is safe to do, I don't want to call it remotely, but safe to do from a distance. You know, we try to do that. What we try to do is let those community hospitals and those hospitals in our network continue to be independent, which I think is really important for their success.
Well, elaborate on that. Why do you think that is important to their success?
Because they're, you know, in these small communities, the hospital may be the primary employer. And, you know, there's an affiliation to that local hospital because you live, and, you know, that's where you live, that's where you raise your family, and, you know, there's a certain bond that is established with these smaller community hospitals to the community itself. And sometimes when bigger entities come in, it loses that same type of a small town feel to it, and it gets commercialized, if you will, because it's now owned by a larger entity,